During the coronavirus pandemic, Americans are paying more attention to news about their local communities. But since 2014, at least 88 newspapers in Appalachia have closed, leaving tens of thousands of Appalachians without anyone telling their community's stories. Sydney Bowles reports on a handful of new ventures in journalism that are working to change that.
In the 15 years leading up to 2020, one in four newspapers disappeared. Most of those vanished from communities that were in deep economic distress. That's according to a new report from the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Penny Muse Abernathy authored that report.
When you lose a newspaper, especially in a small and mid-sized community, you lose the reporter who is going to cover the Board of Education meeting, the county commissioner meeting. What has basically happened is that we've had a collapse of the for-profit model that sustained most local newspapers for 200 years.
That's what happened to Ken Ward, a longtime investigative reporter for the Charleston Gazette-Mail in West Virginia. He said he saw the firepower of his hometown paper diminish due to a lack of funding.
Journalism is too important to kind of allow profits and market and those things determine what kind of journalism people get.
With the help of the nonprofit outlet ProPublica, Ward and a handful of other journalists started a new digital news organization, Mountain State Spotlight. He calls it civic journalism.
You know, it harkens into all of the other civic institutions that we think of in our communities, whether it's a public library or public school or the local arts center or what have you, that an important part of civic life is journalism and news and information about the issues that your community and your neighbors are facing.
Ward's Mountain State Spotlight isn't the only news organization to spring up in the Ohio Valley recently. In Pennsylvania, two college students are founding a student-led journal of Appalachian stories. In Kentucky, a new podcast is uplifting the stories of rural LGBT people. And in West Virginia, the nonprofit outlet 100 Days in Appalachia is launching a new project it's calling the Appalachian Advisors Network. Ashton Mara is the digital managing editor of 100 Days.
100 Days in Appalachia was kind of birthed out of the 2016 election cycle. And our editor-in-chief, Dana Kester, was watching the national media parachute into our region, tell stories about Appalachians that were predetermined. I'm going to go into Appalachia and I'm going to cover a laid off coal miner who's going to vote for Trump. And nobody else's stories got to be heard.
So Mara began sending emails to regular people, community leaders from Pennsylvania to Alabama, who she thought could help those parachute journalists do better. One of those people was Reverend Michael Farmer in Charleston, West Virginia. The email asked Farmer a question he had already been mulling over for some time.
As a Black Southern Baptist pastor in West Virginia, what is my role in telling our stories?
Farmer joined 13 other Appalachians volunteering to help big city journalists cover Appalachia better.
I think everyone thinks that when you talk about Appalachia, one person is a monolith and it speaks for all of Appalachia. And I'm like, that's not how it works. There are different people and pockets. And what you believe from one area is not the entity that describes us all.
Penny Muse Abernathy, the researcher at UNC, says not all new journalism ventures will make it. But hopefully, along the way, they'll be able to do some good. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Sydney Bowles.